It was a simple training but very important one. It's a training for capacity building in order to be able to handle mass casualties. In the event that there's any mishap or there's anything, whether natural disaster or anything, that as a result of war or anything, that we have so much casualties, how to handle them in order to save a lot of lives within a very short period of time. Actually, when you say mass casualty, we mean where you have so much number of casualties, injuries, death, and everything that overwhelms the capacity of the health system or the hospital to handle it.
So why do you think this training is important for hospital staff in Bentiu?
It's very important for hospital staff in Bentiu and for all of us here, the UN workers, WHO and all that, where they took part. Because first of all, we are in a high-risk area. Considering the situation we are in, the country and everything, there may be a likelihood of flood, anything, the war and everything. So we need to build our capacity to be able to handle anything that comes our way. We build the capacity in order to be able to handle it. If in case you have a small hospital or the hospital staff is not so much, you don't have a lot of hospital equipment or things to help, and you have so much on you, they bring so much casualties on you, it is best to train up yourself so that you will be able to handle those casualties and lessen the number of deaths.
How many hospital staff participating during this training?
Actually, we plan for about 30, including the hospital staff and some other organizations. We had about 12 hospital staff. The IOM was there. This very one, the Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, staff too were there. Some people from the Ministry of Health, they were also there. And then the World Relief medical people who are within Bentiu and Robkona, who are likely to be able to be involved in any mass casualty exercise. Actually, the exercise is such a way that in mass casualty situations, because the whole idea is that whatever you have as a hospital or a clinic or whatever, you may not be able to handle. It is very important to bring everybody on board, other hospitals, other clinics. It provided us some sort of two-pronged opportunity just to form a network and also build our capacity in order to be able to handle anything and everything.